Days, Kevin McKinney, kind enough to join us here on the program. Mr. McKinney, what's happening
good
today?
Good day to both of you.
All three of us.
Today?
It's all three. It's Keith, it's myself, Monty, and Jeremiah.
Jeremiah's there, okay.
Yeah. Well,
good day to all three of you.
Yes.
What did Van Manen say about changing his name?
Okay, is it Van Manen? I was told Van Manen. I called him Van Manen during the interview, but Reese said it was Van Manen because that's what you guys have been saying.
Well, he said that that's what we heard, that it was now Van Manen.
Right.
So I was curious because we all last year called him Van Manen.
He didn't correct me when I called him Van Manen on the interview. But I'm going to say something, Kevin. I've talked to offensive linemen. I've talked to the long snapper, Torelli, and then this guy, Van Manen. I'm not downplaying all the other interviews that I do or we do with the football players. Those are some of my favorite interviews. And I'm wondering, you've talked to them, I'm sure, too. Why do you think that is? Why do you feel like those guys are much more personable? Is it because they're not used to having interviews? I'm curious what you think.
I think they're totally down-to-earth human beings. They don't expect a lot of notoriety. They don't get a lot of notoriety. They're just good old guys. Fullbacks, offensive linemen, you know. The rest of them, they have so many interviews that they, I don't know how I should say it. But
they become numb to the process?
They become numb.
Well, it's really too bad, and you know, I always try when I interview to get something new that we wouldn't know. I mean, yeah, we want to talk about the upcoming game and stuff like that, but with Drew, I mean, it was a cakewalk. I don't even think we got into Nevada until the very end of the interview, and that was 10 minutes.
He is a character and a half. but I think some of the other positions are comfortably numb.
Isn't that a song? Comfortably numb?
Yeah, isn't it?
It should be if it's not.
Pink Floyd?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. How about that? Monty, did you know that one?
Pink
Floyd?
No,
he didn't.
I figured Pink Floyd would be right in Monty's wheelhouse.
I'll tell you what, Monty is more of a Pink Taco guy.
every time we go to the Hard Rock.
I know.
Oh.
I know.
I thought you were talking about going down to Corona Village over there in Laramie.
No.
The Express.
The
Rapido.
Can you roll your R's?
Can I? Who?
Rapido.
Rapido. I'm Mexican and I can't even roll my R's.
They got pink tacos on the wall at the Corona Village. Rapido.
That is true. That's a good place to eat, too.
I got to ask you, how shocked was everybody over there that nobody from the Mountain West got invited to join the Big 12?
Not very. No. You know, that whole deal. A lot of schools spend a lot of money on that, and time, and effort. That's too bad.
But they had to have known, Kev. I mean, listen, I think the Big 12 handled it poor, and it seems like their publicity whores, to say it explicitly like that, but come on. I mean, I know I don't want to put you in a situation where you have to, you know, say something. Or, you know, I'm saying this. CSU, really? You thought you were getting into the Big 12? I mean, come on. It seemed delusional at best.
Well.
And I'm saying that. I'm not making you. You don't have to call.
I'm just saying that they certainly put a lot of effort into making people think that they were involved. So BYU.
I think BYU had a better shot, obviously.
Well, yeah.
They offered more, but still.
Now the question I have, Kevin, and I know we're not talking about Nevada or anything else, but since it's been a bye week, not an off week, does this, in your opinion, does this relight the fires under some members of this conference to try to get BYU back into the conference to look at that? I know there are some schools that still play them regularly. There's some schools that I think would like to get them back in the conference. With them not having a chance to go to the Big 12, does that relight some of that in these conference meetings?
Oh, I suppose it does. I think that and it would have to come from the president. So who knows what if they've discussed it? I'm sure they have, and how they're looking at it. But I think it just is a matter of, do you want to expand? And if you do, how many do you want to add? Why, these conference members have been down that road now. We had 16 teams in a league once, and that did not work out. And the Mountain West was born out of that. So you got to be really careful when you start talking about expansion. If they are talking about expansion, certainly BYU would be one of the schools. There's no question about it. They offer a lot to a conference, I don't know. I don't know how these leagues are looking at it now. The leagues that had Houston and Cincinnati and all these programs that were bannered around as to who was going to join the Big 12. But I can only imagine how disappointed some of these schools are. BYU would be one. Houston would be another one. It felt like Houston was in, and now they're not. And it's just, I don't know. You say it was handled poorly. It was just handled in a very strange way. I mean, they kept courting all these schools supposedly, and then to come out and say they're not adding anybody, that's rather strange, I think.
Kevin, we're asking our listeners and Wyoming fans, you know, when they thought during the season when it appeared like Wyoming had kind of turned a corner and was going to be a pretty good team this year, and then one thing that they felt led to that success, if you could just choose one. I know there's a bunch of them that has led to it, but one thing that you think has led to their success. I'm wondering for you, when was that moment, and what one thing have you been most impressed with that has led to some success?
Oh, that's a really good question. I really felt good at Nebraska for those three quarters, and especially after the Huskers got the pick six and Wyoming got the kick and went down the field and answered that touchdown. It didn't go well at the end. We all know that. But at that moment, I thought, you know, this team against a very good team came back when should have really been down in the dumps right then, because they were playing well and the pick six kind of took the air out of the sails. Not really. They took the football and they went down the field and scored, and then a lot of terrible things happened after that. But I thought I really liked that about the team, and it came right back and displayed that against Colorado State, down 14-3. So I like that about a team, the ability to bounce back and not just, especially on the road, roll over and die and just, you know, have the thing go out the window. But the Nebraska game, it turned out to do that, but I think that was more of a young quarterback than anything else. There's a lot of fight to the team, and they really have a chip on their shoulder, and I think that shows in those instances. And that's what I really like about them. Who knows how it's all going to play out, but they are playing with a chip on their shoulder. They were embarrassed last year, and they feel like they owe some teams, and so I think they're showing that.
But you mentioned they were embarrassed last year, and this thought came to me, and yeah, you probably should have been with the way you played, but in a lot of those instances, especially defensively, not making excuses, it was going to happen. I mean, you had a lot of people, there was a lot of green in that defense. You mean, you had a lot of people that, for lack of a better term, didn't know what they were doing, and I don't mean that to be come across negatively towards coaches or stuff, but a lot of first-year players going up against senior-laden teams are going to get beat like that.
That's right, and I think that the real test, I think, for the Cowboys this year, Air Force was about as veteran a team as I think I've ever seen in a two-deep. Did not have one freshman in the two-deep. I think had one or two sophomores. Everybody was juniors and seniors. And the Cowboys have grown up a great deal, and obviously we saw how they played against that team of veterans. A lot of people say, well, we're young and we need years. It's true. When you have a lot of young players, they don't know a bunch of things yet. And this team is now a year older, and they know a lot more, and certainly they can get a lot better. Nobody's arguing that. But they've really, I think, learned a lot with this coaching staff. They've seen a lot more now, and you can play better. You can react rather than trying to think about what you're supposed to be and where you're supposed to be. This is more of a reaction team, especially on the defensive side.
Always good to catch up, Kevin. We'll talk next week. Have a safe trip in Reno, all right?
I'll do it. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Go Dodgers.
Okay. Oh, boy. Nice talking to you.
Take it easy, Kevin. Bye-bye.
See you, Kev.
Okay. Bye-bye. Go.